now, because he's everywhere. And there ain't nowhere to hide from him. The thing you do, you pray all the time. You know, I don't mean all the time. But you pray when the sun is shining. See, Lord, take care of me when the storm of life is raging. You pray that prayer. And when the storm coming, you ain't got to run, because you done asked him to take care of you. And he gonna do that. You understand that now, yeah? Because see, you young. But you pray and ask God. Say, Lord, take care of me when your storms is raging. And you pray that prayer. And you don't have to keep a praying. But now when you pray that prayer, you mean that. And you ain't got to run from God, because it ain't nowhere to run. I read the other day, see now tomorrow I go to club meeting. We have service. Wednesday I leave here about 3:30 and I go to service. I be in the room, I be in a sick room. See what I mean? I'm continuing going to church and doing something, just like you see. You doing something now. You doing a good way. But you must pray and ask God to take care of you. Even see, you got to get in that car. See, and you tell God, say, now Lord, you guide the wheel, not me. And he'll carry you safely where you got to go. But you must put him first. Is that right? Now, if I don't tell you nothing else, when you go back home, you say, that old black woman sure did tell me that. But you must put him first, because you can't do nothing without him. Now, you take it, you sitting in that chair. But if he don't let you get up, you can't move. See what I'm talking about? You can't do nothing of yourself. You'll lay down, you'll go to your room tonight and lay down. But if he don't let you wake up in the morning, you can't wake up. You got to have him.
Have you ever seen people done with the faith healing?
Hmm?
The faith healing. Did your church do that?
Well, yeah, because I can. I can pray for you and make you feel good. It's in this hand, right here. I'm not ashamed. Yeah. Now I tell you how I come by that. I was I just always bleed in right. I bleed in church. So just like that house over there, I was staying next to some people. And it was a sick man. And they would come over there and have a prayer meeting with him, have a mission with him. So it was a lady that she taught the lesson that night. And so she said she asked God to give her power to pray for peoples and do them good. And she said one evening she come in, she said it was a hand stretched in the east. And she said she knew that's what she had prayed and asked the Lord. And said when she saw that hand, said she got scared. And told God she didn't want it. But that very night, I asked for it. And I can pray for you. I had a white lady used to call me all the time from West Monroe. She probably done lost my number. But now I tell you this one thing about her, which I told her. You cannot have two faces. Because she bleed too much in a thing, what you call hoodoo. Well, you can't do them kind of folks no good. And I told her.
Are there people around here who do voodoo?
Hmm?
Are there people around here who practice voodoo?
Well, yeah, some of them do.
What sort of things do they do?
I don't know, baby, but they talks about it now, because that's something I don't believe in. I don't believe in it myself. But she, now here what she told me, and I tried to talk her out of it. She stayed in West Monroe, but she used to work at the, bakery shop up here in Eastgate, because she don't know where that's at. And she said, now here what she told me. She said she had all her teeth pulled and had some, you know, some plates made.